Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm going to spoil nothing here, but I'm going to say we plan to watch the finale of Ozark tonight. It's been real good. This last season, they split into two parts and different theories as to why, but it's been real good. It's a good show. It's a dark show. And, you know, it kind of loses itself briefly during one of the seasons, but gets it back quick. And just a good one on Netflix. So
okay. It's
an end of an era. It's had about 5 or 6 years. It's always sad to see it go, but it's good. It's a good one. Anybody else watching it?
No.
Yes. I'm not done yet, though.
Anybody else watching it?
I haven't watched the last season at all.
It's good. I like that you're able to wait. Did you do it on purpose?
No, I'd like to watch it, but my wife doesn't want to watch it at night because she doesn't like watching something that dark at night. And I'm like, well, there's no other time to watch it. We don't have during the day, so.
We have 2 more episodes of Winning Time, the Laker story.
Is that done?
That's done now.
Okay.
Haven't seen the final 2 episodes. And
I forgot about that one.
I need to start that one.
Okay.
Oh, you'll love it, man.
It's good.
It's sports nerds fantasy. So that's what we're doing now. So I saw that Snapped has 30 seasons. I've never seen Snapped.
Oh, my mom loved 30 Snapped.
30 seasons.
Oh, yeah. Like back in, I don't know, whenever I would like stay with my mom a lot in like 2010 or so, we watched Snapped all the time. Like it was one of her favorite things to go to sleep to. And I think I might be turning into her because I'm doing.
So tell me the show. Explain it to me.
Well, it's on the Peacock channel or I don't know where you watch it if you have cable, but.
Like streaming service.
Yeah. It is straight up about women only who have completely snapped and murdered someone.
Does it
but the murders
portray them as a victim, like they snapped because something was happening to them and then it's like, and then they snapped. Or is it they're just mean and they just kill?
Well, there's clearly something going on that's snapping them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it's like the latest one I watched, this woman snapped and murdered a plastic surgeon because she was unhappy with the work she had done.
Sounds like a bunch of boneheads.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lunchbox should take bonehead stories out of this every episode.
Just shows you there's a lot of crazy women out there.
Okay.
I mean, it does. Like, I'm like, where's the snap for men? But yeah, there's.
Oh, that's life. No, that's the news when they're murdering people.
And I know you mentioned there's 30 seasons, but there's like a lot of episodes per season. There's like 26.
Is it acted or is it documentary type
it's,
style?
So they do interviews with people that were directly involved with the woman that snapped, authority figures, police officers that were on the case, but then they also have reenactments at the same time.
And you just watch that, you're chilling?
I mean, yeah. Well, that's why I think I'm like, that's what my mom used to unwind to. And lately, when I saw it pop up on the Peacock, I was on the Peacock streaming thing and I saw Snapped. And part of me was like, oh, mom and I used to relax to this.
The only show that I can really watch that I haven't seen, if it's like a new episode, is, you know, Mark Cuban's like, oh, I can spend my money on you.
Shark Tank?
Yeah. If it's on, I can watch Shark Tank for
so
a little
good.
Bit. Just randomly at any point. Not Snapped. Holy crap.
I mean, but the crazy part is it's just, they don't even.
Can you follow them on Instagram?
Who?
After people that snapped?
They're in jail.
Oh, I know, but.
In jail. So? But some of them, they go back way back. It's not just current stories. Like one I watched the other day was this woman killed her husband in 94.
Two new episodes of The Way Down. We watched those on HBO Max. It's back for two new ones. That church right near
that.
My house.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
That's right.
It's crazy. I went and looked up some of those crazy people on Instagram.
They're still around?
Well, yeah,
that's
they're still
recent.
At the church.
Yeah.
They're still there. All right, let's go. Today's show brought to you by, well, us. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So my 11-year-old son has a friend. Nice kid. They enjoy hanging out with each other. That's great. The problem is, his friend's dad is really annoying and not fun to be around. He constantly texts me to organize stuff for his son to do with my son. He even started a group text with all the parents, and no one ever replies to his ridiculous questions and all the things that he wants to do. I don't want my son to lose a friend because the dad is annoying, so I need to find a way to set boundaries with this guy. Any suggestions on how I get this guy to back off without ruining it for my son? Signed, Concerned Dad. Eddie, I'll go to you because I'm
tough.
Sure you deal with this some.
No.
Probably in both ways, the annoying dad and the, yeah.
I'm probably the annoying dad. But this is hard because you got to think about your son in this case. Like, yes, the dad's annoying, but you need to kind of just do it for him. So it's almost like you're just going to suck it up, deal with the annoying dad so your kid can have his friend and just deal with it.
Would you set any boundaries like... Just go to him and say, hey, or would you just let it go?
No, I'll just let it go. You know me. I'm not going to be confrontational like that. I'm just going to let it go.
Until you get really confrontational and you break something.
Well, that's what
Eddie has two modes.
I do that by myself, though.
Sometimes you snap on us. Like once a year, we get a good Eddie snap, don't we? Amy, what do you think?
Well, I have never experienced anything like this, but I would imagine I would probably not confront this at all. Because
so both of you say that.
Yeah, because I want my kids to have people to hang out with, and I wouldn't lean into the friendship at all. I wouldn't fake it, though. I would just casually not really respond as much, or you don't have to engage. I mean, not everybody has to be BFF all the time. So I just wouldn't nurture that relationship, and then it would hopefully die.
Do you have any...
Off.
Okay.
You know.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends of your kids who you've also become friends with their parents?
Yeah.
Like legit friends where you're like, okay, yes. We're kind of friends now.
Yes. Yeah, I would say multiple, and we'll like text.
Do it without, like hang out with them without the kids?
Yes.
Oh.
Go on walks.
Really?
Or just like call and just encourage each other or vent, like, hey, this is going on. Like
more
do
like
you have
a
any
support
advice?
Group, honestly.
Yeah.
Eddie, you friends with anybody's dad?
Nah.
No, none?
Nah, none of them. I try to just like, I mean, if I see him at baseball games or whatever, we'll talk. But I mean, I'm not texting those guys at all.
What?
All right. Hey, there you go. There's the advice from two parents here. Thank you for emailing. If you want to email the show, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Satisfy your pickle craving with the Sonic Big Dill Cheeseburger, topped with crispy pickle fries, crinkle cut pickles, and creamy dilly ranch. It's everything a pickle lover wants in a burger. Try one for half price when you order online or in the app for a limited time at Sonic. A couple years ago, Kaylin and I started looking for an old Bronco. I mean, she really loves the old, like, 70s Broncos and looked forever. There's one in another state, wasn't in the best condition. Found it. Had to, like, agree to pay for it almost immediately because they're so hard. We got it. Got it here and then started to kind of clean it up, make it nice. I don't know what I'm doing. She doesn't know what she's doing. But we hired a guy to go out and, like, rebuild this thing. We got it in time for the wedding. It was awesome. We're like, look at this thing. It's so pretty. So we have this Bronco. It drives like an old Bronco, by the way. It looks good, but it drives like an old Bronco. Well, We get married. We use it as our drive-off Bronco. And on our honeymoon, one of our friends was like, hey, I'll go and get the inspection for you. So it drives up. Boom! Gets nailed on the interstate. Mm. Basically totals the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're like, oh, no. First of all, we're like, are you okay? But really, I was like, is it okay? We spent so much time kind of getting this thing right. And so we gave it to this repair shop, and they had it for 9 months. And because it's so hard, they're so hard to get, they built it back. Insurance paid for most of it. We had to put some more money back into it. They built it back. They brought it back. And on my Instagram, you can see pictures of it. I've been driving around a little bit. And so, but when they delivered it, they were like, all right, here you go. And I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about transmissions. I don't know anything how they... It's automatic now because we made it automatic, but it's got two little axle. It's got a four-wheel drive. I don't know how to do any of it. I know how to drive. But I don't know anything about cars. So I basically was taking the beginner's guide to driving a 1970s automobile in my driveway for the last couple of days. You can hit the gas and hold it all the way down. I mean, if it's 55, you're feeling pretty good.
Really? Oh,
wow. Yeah, I mean, it's old. Back in the olden days, 74, I'm sure that was luxury then. But man, you drive something old, you appreciate all the shocks.
Yeah, the comfort.
That is just a whole different story. But we got it back. We're feeling good about it. It looks so clean.
It looks so good.
Dude, it is like, so cool looking.
Thank you. I mostly just drive it. We took the top off.
Okay, I was gonna ask you that. Does it have a top? You just take it off?
We gave that place the hard top. Mm. We're never gonna have that on. But we have a soft top that we can put on.
Got it.
I've learned about that. I've learned about axles. I've learned about suspension. I'm kind of up there.
What you know about carburetors?
I couldn't point out a carburetor, but walked in the room.
But with all this learning, if something goes wrong again, so you can handle it?
I cannot.
No way.
But I can probably, maybe by the sound of it, say this is what's possibly broken. But the team at this place, and I posted about it, they've fixed it all up and they've given me lessons every single day. But we got it. We're rocking. You're very vulnerable because people can look inside your truck when you're driving. Mm. So you can't be on your phone, which I don't.
You're all exposed.
Which I don't. You're so exposed. And again, you're on the interstate, man. It's just, it's a wild west out there when you're in a car from the 70s that won't go really over 55. Yeah. But they wanted to give us some sort of, you can only drive it on the weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Classic car.
Antique.
Yes. And I was dead set against it because you can only drive it on the weekends then.
That's why you only see those really old cars on the weekends.
No way. Not for me. I drive it every day. I know I'm going to get caught in the rain and things are going to fall apart. But that's what's been happening in our life recently is that I've been taking classes based on how to drive a truck from the 70s.
You and Stashira doing driver's ed, same time.
Yeah, basically. And so here's the thing about old cars, too. If you, it only has a lap belt.
Oh, it doesn't have the one that goes around your chest?
Yeah, I mean, this may be riskier than Lunchbox ride his bike to work. But I'm doing it. But it's the opposite. It drinks a whole lot of gas.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. It's like I'm in the Oregon Trail when I drive that thing to somewhere. But anyway, it's on. People are asking me the story behind it. There is no story. We just have it. I know nothing about cars. I am not masculine in any way when it comes to anything about automobiles. But I am learning as a young kid would getting his first car. And it's pretty cool. That's the story. I get so many messages going, hey, how'd you get that Bronco? Caitlin's just a massive fan of it. We found it, built it back up. I don't even like blue. I wanted to color it red, and I was told no.
Oh, because you like red.
I love some red. But it's blue, and that's it. And you can see a picture of it over at Mr. Bobby Bones. But we're pretty proud of it, and we have it back, and that's it. You don't have your old Jeep or anything anymore, do you?
Nah, they stole that. And then when they stole it, they gutted it all out. It was an 89 Jeep Wrangler. So when I got it back, it was just a shell. I took it to my dad's place. I think he ended up taking it somewhere, and then it's still in some weird garage sitting there like a graveyard, you know, car graveyard. But now I have a new Jeep now.
Yeah, that's fancy though.
Always have a Jeep.
What's the deal? First car around the room quickly. Amy.
1985 Ford Bronco.
Nice. The cool body style. I know a little about this too. The body style after mine.
Yeah, full size.
Eddie Bauer. Yours was kind of the O.J. Simpson Bronco.
Yes, but not his. I think his was newer because his was in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So mine had more of a square front.
Oh, listen to us talking chop. We're talking chop like a bunch of car guys. We love it. Eddie, your first car?
Yeah, 89 Jeep Wrangler.
Mine was like an 88 Subaru. Man, it's a piece. I mowed yards to buy that thing for like $200. Imagine buying a car for $200.
Yeah.
It might have been less safe than the Bronco. It's like the Fred Flintstone car with a hole in the bottom. You could run with your feet. Lunchbox?
1985 Mazda RX-7, no power steering, no AC.
Oh, wow.
Woo. Still drives it today.
In Texas.
That's what's out there. Tractor Supply knows life out here is better with pets. They carry the name brand food, treats, and toys that you trust, plus offer unbeatable pet services like the ability to talk to a vet 24/7 in the app. Visit Tractor Supply with your pet today.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So a mystery man in a town has started a Facebook group where members get to win money. And he puts up cryptic clues and then leaves money all over town. $50 bills, $100 bills, and they're just hidden. And people are getting excited. Like 2,000 people have joined the group. One guy commented on there that this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to their town in a long time. And they don't know who is behind it. But the person that is leading it says, hey, we got a much bigger prize coming, $1,300.
Ooh. That would be super fun for a small town. In Mount Pine, Arkansas, somebody's putting out $50 bills. Hiding a place, there'll probably be a shootout at some point.
You'd probably figure out who's doing it with that small of a town.
That
huh?
Probably too. I like that. That's fine. Would you go and chase it for $50 or $100 if Facebook's like, all right, we're doing it here in town?
100%. I mean,
do you like games, like treasure hunt games?
Absolutely. If I can win money. Dude, I was walking my dog a few months ago in my neighborhood, and people were running around like crazy. I'm like, guys, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, it's this app you got to download, and they drop a pin every 30 minutes, and there's a $100 bill there. And I was like, okay, so guess
what?
Did
you play?
I absolutely played.
Did you win?
Dude, I'm such an idiot. I missed it. I ran to this park where the pin dropped. I was right by it, and I'm like, I go, and I run with my dog, and I'm in the bushes right there. And then I was on the right side of the bushes, and the bushes, like, 5 feet away, it was in those bushes right behind me. I checked the wrong side.
You didn't see the big pin laying there?
No, it was in an envelope. No, they hid it in the bushes.
What is this app?
This is great. I want that
I don't app. Know. It was just some, like, company in town. They were just doing it for fun, and they did it at 6 different locations, and I ran around for about an hour trying to find a $100 bill.
What about those escape rooms? You guys ever do those?
I've never done
those
one.
Those are fun.
Did you win? Did you get out?
Nah, they have to help you. You're, like, stuck for 10 minutes. The speaker comes on and says, it's in the drawer on the left.
Oh, no.
Let's go. Move this along.
That's funny. All right, good story, Amy. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, your first question.
Come on.
This is a question that Morgan, who is a generation younger than you, would know. TFW is an abbreviation on social media that usually means what? For example, TFW. You hear Bay calling for you.
You hear Bay calling for you?
Not Ray's wife. TFW, you hear Bay calling for you.
TFW. Are you sure it's not FTW?
I'm positive.
I know that one.
TFW. You smell the muffins when they're done in the oven.
Two four.
I mean, that's not even close to even.
I mean, I don't know.
Humoring that one. That's incorrect. Morgan.
That feeling when.
What? You hear Bay on the phone.
Dude, I've
that
never heard that one.
That feeling when you smell the muffins when they're done. TFW. That
because I know
when.
For the win.
That's FTW. But you can't say another one you know when you miss one.
Okay.
Elder versus Millennial. Eddie, the oldest on our show. Morgan, number two, the youngest. Up first. He's a dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. He grew up down on the U.S.-Mexico border. And for some reason, he thought it was breaking news when he changed his Pizza Hut order. In one of the worst segment pitches we've ever heard
Pretty
on the
good.
Show. It is Producer Eddie!
Yay!
All right, Eddie, question number two.
Oh, that one wasn't warm-up?
Nah.
Okay.
Number two. This is the theme song to what animated Disney Channel show that debuted in 2002? Here's the theme.
Call me Big Man if you want to reach me. When you want to face me, it's okay. Whenever you need me, baby. Call me Big Man if you want to reach me. So what's the sitch?
All right, I got it.
Go.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wow.
Hit me.
Incorrect.
Oof.
Morgan, you can steal.
I thought he was going Sweet Life of Zack and Cody again on that one.
Yeah,
is that it?
He goes out with everything. Yeah,
no, it's Kim Possible.
Kim Possible is correct.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
That's such a good show.
Eddie, your final one.
Come on.
What word would millennials use to describe someone who is in a bad or irritable mood? For example, You were so blank when I beat you in NBA 2K. To describe someone who's in a bad or irritable mood, if I'm talking to Lunchbox, say, Eddie was so blank after I beat him in 2K.
Oh, my gosh. I see the word. Oh, it's like, it's not sour, because that's what, like, I would say.
That's Peepaw's word.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You are so... But
again, I can't honor even that as an answer.
Oh,
I mean,
my
it's,
gosh.
You really had nothing
this
for
is
us
not
today.
Not a good showing.
Morgan, what's the word?
I don't know. Surprisingly, I think once you say it, I will, but up in arms.
It's incorrect. To describe someone who is bad or in an irritable mood, Eddie had it. You were on it. It's not sour. What's another?
Bitter.
Oh, keep going. You're almost there.
Bitter.
It's not sour.
Yucky.
It's not bitter. It's not sweet.
It's
salty.
Yeah. Okay. Introducing Eddie's opponent. She runs all of our digital. In the boxing ring, she's quick like a fox. And no doubt about it, she can beat up Lunchbox. It's Morgan number two.
Yeah.
No comment in the peanut gallery?
I don't even know what to say, because I'm not going to argue with you, because it's just false.
It's
and
truth.
I just want her to get onto the game, and hopefully she'll win.
Morgan, here you go. Emilio Estevez turned 60 years old today. He played the athlete character in what 80s movie about five high school students from different walks of life?
What?
Emilio Estevez turned 60. He played the athlete character in what 80s movie about five high school students from different walks of life?
So I need to name the movie.
You do. This is a movie from Eddie's generation.
The only like five walks of life type movie from the 80s that I've seen, and The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. That is correct.
Woo!
There it goes.
Good job.
Morgan, what musician has the famous nickname the Piano Man after his signature song called Piano Man?
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes.
Morgan?
Elton John.
That would be the person that's probably closest to him. I've even seen him on tour together. Elton John with this artist, but no, it is
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah. I felt
good
so
guess,
confident
though.
Around that, too.
Good guess.
You already won, so be confident. At least you're not saying Eddie's answers. I'm going to go with Hunga Bunga. Wait, what? This group released their first album, Licensed to Ill, in 1986. It contains such songs as Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey. That funky monkey.
And Paul Revere.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Right.
And it is one of my favorite albums of all time. Oh, can you name the artist?
I've heard that Brass Monkey song a lot.
Right at the bar.
But never, like, connected it with an artist.
Play it again, Raymundo, Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, chunky, that funky monkey.
Crisscross?
Crisscross. Not a terrible guess. They were the kid rappers that wore their clothes backwards, and they had jump, jump.
Yeah,
the
well, Mac it kind of sounds like that.
Jump. This is the Beastie Boys. Some,
dang.
Yeah, some... rapping kids from New York. Some Jewish dudes that just took the world by storm.
Awesome.
And they were like, nothing about these guys is what we think of hip-hop. And then they brought it. It's awesome. Beastie Boys
so
were awesome.
Cool.
It's awesome, yeah. But Morgan, you win. Congratulations. Eddie can't win, so.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Morgan wins 3-2. Makes Morgan take the lead in the old season here.
Yeah.
Eddie really played terribly.
Yeah, I know. I had nothing today.
Yeah, just you didn't.
It wasn't a shutout though.
But you didn't have answers. You didn't have words.
That's correct.
It almost sounded like you were a glitching Amy.
Ooh.
In some of those answers.
I was not though.
You're
I promise.
I don't know.
I was not.
If your summer plans include a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Visit expresspros.com for good jobs in a variety of roles. With 850 locations, your local Express team is ready to help you find your next job. This guy loves fictional characters, so he married a hologram and had a $20,000 wedding.
$20,000?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he is someone who's attracted to a fictional character. They have a name for that. It's called a fictosexual.
Okay.
Interesting. Mm.
His girlfriend's a blue-haired hologram with whom he chats via gate box. the device to even chat with her, which, by the way, she ain't chatting back.
Right.
That's AI. But... it's either AI or it's a human. It's probably a human that fed the AI things. Okay. But it costs $1,300 just to chat, get that little box. And so he spent, again, over $20,000 to find true love. He married. If you get the invite to that wedding, and it's like, hey, your friend's marrying. And I'm like, well, I never met her. And then it's like, no, she's a hologram.
I mean, let's be real. That person does not have very many friends.
Well, but I guess we go to be supportive, right?
Do no. you go to the hologram I mean, wedding?
I don't know. I'm trying to picture if you came to me and said that, I would have to support you.
You would come.
I mean, your friend's probably been like that for a long time.
You would snicker, but right. you would come. Yeah. And yes, your friends probably also want to marry other holograms. Because you usually only run with people
exactly.
that have like-minded sensibilities. But this guy's married a hologram, so I'm going to present to you, which, by the way, the story is from the New York Post. If you had to marry some sort of object, what would you marry?
Yeah. This is slippery.
Ah. Okay.
It just can't be alive.
Not another person?
Okay. No, like no cat? Person. Nope. It can't be alive. You have to marry an object.
Your cat.
A cat would be alive. Go.
That's my...
Marry an object. No heartbeat. No brain. Marry an object.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Well, at first I thought soccer ball, but I'd get bored. Easy. Slot machine.
You'd marry a slot machine.
Slot machine. Entertainment for days. I can sit there.
For days. It's going to be your whole life.
Oh, exactly. Can pay me. I mean, I can just pull that lever, and one of these times, that slot machine's going to pay me, and I mean, we can have so much fun together. Memories for years to come.
Okay.
I like that, because I'm going to marry my PS5.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah, because we can do a lot of stuff.
Okay, but listen, exactly. When the PS6 comes out, you can't cheat. You gotta stay married.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Wait, you can't upgrade?
Oh, nope. The graphics.
There ain't no upgrade.
I don't go younger. I can't go younger.
No. Oh,
no. Okay, I'm still gonna go.
All right.
Well, then I'm gonna hold out a little bit, like in real life. I'm gonna get
till the latest. I'm gonna get
a PS. I'm gonna go with a PS5.
Good.
I'm gonna go with a PS. I'm gonna marry a PS5. Amy.
In sickness and in health,
mm-hmm.
My iPhone.
That's a good one.
Really
I mean, you
could
do literally everything on it.
That's a good one. So like, the PS5 can too. It's got internet. You can talk. So yes, it has. You want something that can, Lunchbox is stuck with the metal that ran out of money in like
yeah,
a week.
It's gonna run out of money.
Yeah.
It's never gonna run out of money.
Eddie.
And I guess my guitar, like,
that's
the one thing I don't let anyone touch. Like my kids, it's off limits. You can't touch my guitar. So I guess it's like could be my wife.
Yeah.
So weird to say, but yeah.
You let your kids touch it, it's off limits. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's your wife.
Yeah.
According to science, these things are things you need in your home if you want to be happy. And especially they do parentheses IER, happy or happier. Number one, green or yellow walls. If I went home and said, hey, babe, we're gonna paint these walls yellow, she'd be like, are you out of your mind? Like, what are you?
I have a green room. Like my living room's green.
I just painted my living room green.
I guess I'm thinking of yellow.
Yellow's weird.
That's why I said there's no way we could paint the walls yellow.
Well, there's different shades, but yeah.
Green and yellow evoke the most feelings of happiness.
Yeah.
Fresh flowers.
Mm. Eh. Like always.
I mean, plants.
I don't give myself too much credit. Maybe every couple weeks I get Caitlin flowers.
Dang, that's nice.
And they are nice to have, but then they die. So it's a constant like upkeep of.
Yeah, fresh just flowers.
More flower. Maybe every 3 weeks. Because I don't want her to see this clip on Instagram and be like, you're giving yourself too much credit. But I do try to, even sometimes for no reason, just stop, get flowers, take them home.
That's nice.
Really? So, but yeah. Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
That much? Yeah. Like, not just like
Valentine's
Day?
Maybe every 4 weeks.
Okay. It's slowly falling. If we get Caitlin on, how often is it?
Sentimental photos. They give you a sense of calmness.
Yeah.
Vanilla-scented candles.
Yes.
Smells nice.
The problem with candles, and I did this even last night, I forgot about it.
You burned your house down?
No. Wouldn't that be the way?
That's how
I bring it up. No, but in the PlayStation room, I had a candle because the dogs hang out there with me and it starts to smell like a dog. And I went to bed and left the candle burning. Mm. So now I'm literally just now remembering it. Like right now as I do the show.
Still burning?
It's probably still on.
Yeah, or I burned the house down. A journal? Pass. This is my journal here.
Okay.
No clutter and a made bed.
Yes.
I love that.
Get out of here.
Yes.
That's you make your bed, Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah, every day.
You?
I don't.
Okay.
Because I wake up before everyone else.
Boom, that's it. My bed's always made.
Yeah.
Ask me if I make it.
Do you make it?
No, because I get up and exactly. leave way early in the morning.
You would, though,
so
right?
I'm a big fan of the made bed. Everybody should have their bed made after they leave the house. This is Sarah from Georgia who left us a voicemail last night.
I just wanted to thank y'all for the conversation regarding the snooze button. It has inspired my husband and I to have a little competition to see who can go the longest without hitting the snooze button. The loser has to do dishes for a month. And so far, we have felt so much better and had so much more energy because we are not snoozing in the mornings. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Eddie, checking in.
Yeah, I tried that with my wife too. She's not on board, but I'm good. I didn't snooze this morning.
Good.
I got straight up. I don't know about the energy thing. When do I feel that? In a month? 2 months?
We'll just check in when you're about to die on your deathbed, and we'll be like, did you have more energy? Let's go over to Sarah from Austin, Texas.
Before I moved here and discovered y'all, I lived in Houston, and the morning show that I listened to there, there were these three people on. Today, after 17 years, one of the people, they just said that their contract ended and it wasn't being renewed, and today was their very last day on the show, and they literally found out today. I was just wondering, is that normal? Like, could Eddie's contract just be up tomorrow and him be done? Or, like, how does that work for y'all?
She spoiled it.
Uh-huh. Man, what a random name
to pick.
That's
what we're going to do.
Hey, tomorrow.
Hi, Eddie's contract.
I think she was open.
Tomorrow at 7:20, we had a special surprise for one of our people on the show.
It's a bit, but real life at the same time.
Here's the real answer to this. If they knew their contract was ending and it was the last day of it, they knew that there was a chance they weren't going to get it renewed. If it's like tomorrow's your last day of your whole contract, even if they're saying, well, we're still going to try to work something out, you still know that this could be your last day. So it wasn't like a total ice bucket dump on the head, but it could have surprised them. They could have been told, I don't know who this is. They could have been told, hey, we're going to negotiate over the next few months with no contract. But it isn't just like you walk in and you're like, oh, this just ended. Today's your last day and it's over. Mm. So you know kind of when your contract ends. And for us, Eddie's is tomorrow. It just, the timing has just been perfect.
That's not true.
Tomorrow's the last day, so no. We'll see what happens. We'll spin the wheel and see how many years you get. Finally, here's Caroline.
Morning. I have a morning corny for Amy. How does your cat like its steak?
Rare.
Okay, so love you. Thank you. Bye.
Rare.
I think I just told that one.
Yeah, I think she really did.
But hey, people don't always hear every joke.
Did she steal from you and then give to you? Yeah, you're right. People don't hear every joke or every segment. Sometimes I have to tell myself that too. All right, that's it there. You can leave a voicemail. Same number when you call the show. 877-77-BOBBY. Everything is better electrified. Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Electric when you want it, gas when you need it. Visit a Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a teacher's aide in North Carolina, I guess, was too busy to move his truck, so he asked one of his middle schoolers to do it for him.
Wow. And, what town is this?
What town in North Carolina?
Because if it's a small town like Mountain Pine, Arkansas.
Makes sense.
Oh, that would happen?
It doesn't. I shouldn't say it makes sense, but when you grow up in a small rural town, you have to learn those things quicker because I could move it at 12. Arkansas Keith would say, back the boat into the, and he would sit on the boat and I would have to back the boat into the ramp. If it's it's North Carolina. If it's Los Angeles, it's a different story. But when you're in a rural area, but still a teacher, it almost doesn't matter what the town is. Keep going, Amy.
The student crashed it into three parked school buses.
Of course.
His truck is totaled, and there's $6,700 in damage on the buses.
It's not even his kid, too. So you can't. Right.
And he wasn't just a teacher's aide. He was the athletic director, and he got fired. Job
that's
lost.
That's tough.
I know. Oh.
That's tough. It's almost bonehead. It is, by the rule book, it's bonehead. But if you're in Catawba County, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of skyscrapers.
Mm. Right. He also was issued a ticket for giving his keys to a minor.
Yeah, I get it. You shouldn't do that. I'm just saying, small towns, we do things a little bit different. But okay, he's still in trouble. What else you got?
Are you still using the Calm app? Like to narrate you to sleep at night?
I listen to Bill Simmons to narrate me to sleep at night. I drink the Calm drink, not the same. But
no, totally
not affiliated.
I've listened to all of those short stories, so I guess I stopped because I just had tapped out of it, and I felt like I'd exhausted all the content.
Well, TikTok and Calm are doing this thing where they're trying to find the smoothest voice. And if you get picked, you could win $5,000. And all you have to do is upload this video. You can go to their website to figure it all out. But here's an example of like Matthew McConaughey's sleep story.
As you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow, your body sinking into the mattress.
So here's the challenge. Lunchbox, Eddie, Ray.
Huh?
One of you, you all produce your best Make Us Go to Sleep. Not for, we don't have a deal with them, so, but do it. Present it here on the show. And whomever has the best 30-second story clip, I give $50.
Okay. Wait, deal.
Well, wow.
A girl can get in on it?
You can, but
I
don't
win $50.
Like, I don't feel like you are that
calm.
Sure. It's not about male, female. It's mostly the personalities here. I know Lunchbox wants to do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm already soothing.
Okay, you're in, Amy.
Let her in. Yeah, come on, Amy.
But that must be the reason why.
No, you don't really do a deep voice. Like, do
soothing.
Okay. I can do that. You can do it. You're in. Yes. Go ahead.
Thank you. And lastly, a baby orangutan was born at the Oregon Zoo, and they officially came up with a name. It took them 3 weeks to get here, but there's a line in Dolly Parton's song, Jolene, that says, "Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair."
Your beauty is beyond compare with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald.
And orangutans have auburn colored hair.
They won't come home. Wait, so what's the name? Jolene?
Jolene.
Jolene.
Oh, okay. Yeah, love that
auburn long hair.
I just thought that was so cute.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sherry Nope decided, hey, I'm going to go for a walk with my dog Max in George Bush Park near her Houston home. It's a 7,800-acre park. Well, she goes, and then her family doesn't hear from her. She never returns, so they send out search and rescue. One day, 2 days, nothing. Then a downpour, so they have to call off the search. Nothing. So the third day, they go back out there, and they hear a dog. Roof, roof, roof. And they keep following it, and it gets better. Roof, roof, roof. And at 3 a.m., they find her in a marshy area covered in mud. The dog never left her side, was not on a leash, nothing, but stayed by her and brought the authorities to Sherry.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. My dog got pieced out immediately. First squirrel. First sign of a squirrel. Out. I'll never see it again. First crack of a door being opened. Out the door at the house. That's a great story. That's good. That dog is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.